Tata, an opening the sutra. Zenji has an answer. Boundless and free is the sky of samadhi. Bright the full moon of wisdom. Truly is anything missing now. Nirvana is right here before our eyes. This very place is the lotus land. This very body, the Buddha. From the Song of Zazen. Wherever you're searching, whatever you're seeking, if you are looking any further than right here and now, you will never find it. It's something that many spiritual traditions understand. Any that have a mystical or deeper understanding to them. I'm going to share a little story. This is from the Hasidic Jewish tradition, one that you may have heard. Rabbi Burnham used to tell young men who came to him for the first time the story of Rabbi Isaac, the son of Rabbi Yekel, in Krakow. After many years of great poverty, which had never shaken his faith in God, he dreamed someone bade him to look for a treasure in Prague, under the bridge which leads to the king's palace. When the dream recurred for the third time, Rabbi Isaac prepared for the journey and set out for Prague. But the bridge was guarded day and night, and he did not dare to start digging. Nevertheless, he went to the bridge every morning and kept walking around until evening. Finally, the captain of the guards who had been watching him asked in a kindly way whether he was looking for something or rather waiting for somebody. Rabbi Isaac told him of the dream which had brought him there from a faraway country. The captain laughed. "Oh, and so to please the dream, you poor fellow wore out your shoes to come here. As for having faith in dreams, if I had had it, I should have had to get going when a dream once told me to go to Krakow and dig for treasure under the stove in the room of a Jew, Isaac, son of Yekel." That was the name. Isaac, son of Yekel. I can just imagine what it'd be like and how I should have to try every house over there, where one half of the Jews are named Isaac, and the other half Yekel. And he laughed again. Rabbi Isaac bowed, traveled home, dug up the treasure from under the stove, and built the house of prayer, which is called Reb Isaac Shul. "Take this story to heart," Rabbi Burnham used to add, "and make what it says your own. There is something you cannot find it anywhere in the world, not even at the tzaddik's. And there is, nevertheless, a place where you can find it." Right here. right now, in this Shishin, you are fully and completely perfect. You are the manifestation of this great shining reality. You have it all. The treasure is right here in your backyard. You just haven't seen it yet. Yet that can happen at any moment. The bubble of delusion can burst and we can see clearly what has always been concealed behind that veil. In some Zen centers, particularly those in the Rinzai lineage, there's a strong emphasis on the importance of breaking through and realizing oneself as quickly as possible. During Sesshin, students stay out all night mooing aloud in a single-pointed effort to force the bubble to break. People that don't, it's not mooing like cows. or maybe it sounds like cows. But there's a koan, a very important koan. Koan is moo. And the sound that you concentrate on, that you focus, contemplate, is the sound moo. Moo. One criticism of this approach is that these forced experiences are often premature and shallow. On the other hand, if the awakening is more profound, it can be disturbing to someone who hasn't deepened their practice over a period of time, giving them the contextual background to integrate what they're experiencing. At Treetop, however, perhaps because of the Soto side of our heritage, realization is something that we don't focus on very often. Instead, we talk about the precepts and the Eightfold Path. We talk about compassion and living fully in this moment. There are several reasons for this. Foremost among those is the fact that attaching to realization or enlightenment is one of the great perils of our path. In fact, while we first practice to awaken, and then we practice to deepen that awareness of our true nature, in the third phase, we must eradicate every trace of enlightenment. Master Chingyuan Wei Xin said, "Before I studied Chan for 30 years, I saw mountains as mountains and rivers as rivers. When I arrived at a more intimate knowledge, I came to the point where I saw that mountains are not mountains and rivers are not rivers. But now that I have got its very substance, I am at rest. For it's just that I see mountains once again as mountains, and rivers once again as rivers." That first phase that Master Chingyuan is speaking of is the stage where absolute and relative are so fully integrated that no distinction exists. The seamless reality of just this is all there is. There's also a paradox that comes into play as we practice on this path of finding our true nature, which is expressed by Nansen, or Nanchuan, in this dialogue with Joshu, whose Chinese name is Chaozhou. Joshu asked Nansen, "What is the way?" "Ordinary mind is the way," Nansen replied. "Shall I try to seek after it?" Joshu asked. "If you try for it, you will become separated from it," responded Nansen. "How can I know the way unless I try for it?" persisted Joshu. Nansen said, "The way is not a matter of knowing or not knowing. Knowing is delusion, not knowing is confusion. When you have really reached the true way, beyond doubt, you will find it as vast and boundless as outer space. How can it be talked about at the level of right and wrong?" At these words, Joshua came to a sudden realization. So what does this say about our practice here this week? How can we move forward towards finding the treasure that's buried right here if in moving toward it we become separated from it, as Nansen suggests? The simple answer is that we must follow this path by just practicing with great sincerity, putting our whole body and mind into the process. Throughout this week, many thoughts, bodily sensations, and emotions are going to arise that will pull us away from our practice. Whenever they do, we must simply let them go and continue practicing diligently. That's all. We don't need to do anything special. When we sit, we need to give our full attention to our seated practice. When we eat, we need to give our full attention to eating our meal. The same is true for kinhin, for samu, even for rest period, for everything we do. Pain will come, and we will need to let it go and continue to practice. Fatigue will come, and we will need to let it go and continue our practice. We may miss our home and family, and we will need to let it go and continue our practice. Gradually, those distinctions will fall away, and we'll find ourselves meshing smoothly with the cogs of the retreat. As the days of the Sesshin goes on, the Sangha begins to function with increased harmony. Wordlessly, people increase their awareness of the need to support one another's practice. Subtle gestures and kind glances express the Dharma. The one body truly expresses itself in the ordinary activities of everyday life. And that is the other reason that we don't give realization the central focus that it is given in some other lineages. If every day, amidst the stresses and challenges of everyday life, if we can leave our self-centered preoccupations, and if we are able to manifest loving kindness, if we are able to engage in the work of supporting others, if we are able to actively work towards healing the world, and if we are able to take care of our loved ones, our friends, our clients, our neighbors, those moments of clarity and compassion are the fulfillment of what Hakuin realized, that this place is the Lotus Land, and this very body is the Buddha. Do not doubt that the treasure is right here, and that you have the capacity to realize it. Boundless and free is the sky of samadhi. Bright the full moon of wisdom. Truly, is anything missing now? Nirvana is right here before our eyes. This very place is the Lotus Land. This very body, the Buddha.
Creations are numberless, I vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible, I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless, I vow to perceive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable, I vow to embody it. Creations are numberless, I vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible, I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless, I vow to perceive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it. Creations are numberless. I vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to perceive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it.
We got a lot of hungry people this week.
Okay, so we need 8 sets. So did you bring more?
Yeah.